Question number one on the background, John's vision. Is this a real vision that John had, or was this just a technique of apocalyptic genre? The majority of people basically would believe, and not wrongly so, that John witnessed these things, that an angel took him up to the throne of God, he saw all this stuff, he wrote it down, he brought it back and said, here's what I've seen. The second, and this generally comes from literary critics, I won't even say biblical scholars, but literary critics, generally believe that Revelation is a product of the author's creativity and interpretive interaction with the Old Testament, and we'll talk about how there's a lot of the Old Testament in Revelation, and other apocalypses of his own day, in other words, reading other examples of this, and the early Christian traditions about the return of Christ. So in John's day, Christ returning was, most people believed it was going to happen pretty soon. So that's part of where John's coming at this from. Now, my opinion on that, and I'll be honest with you, I'm borrowing some from David Da Silva because I kind of agree with him, is that it's probably a little bit of both. I mean, David Da Silva's comment is to say that John is just writing a literary technique here, that he's trying to use a literary form to have more impact, is to downplay the importance of altered state of consciousnesses. So in other words, you know, there probably is some truth. We've all been deep into prayer, you know, I would think most of us, with God, with the Spirit in one way or another. And we know the power behind that. We know the things, the visions that come to us, the thoughts that come to us, the things that you do that you don't even realize. I'll give you one, not that this is really a vision, but on the way here tonight, I'm halfway down Bayless, which for those of you who don't know where I live at Rubus Barracks, which is a couple exits down from where we're at now. So I'm halfway basically to here, and it's already 6:45, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm running late. And I went to call my wife to ask her about the recorder device that you're all listening on, and I realized I didn't have my phone. And I went, oh, I left my phone charging in the kitchen. And then I realized, wait a minute, and I didn't have my wallet. So I went, okay, I ran out of the house without anything. So I turned into a street to pull around, and as I'm turning around to go back to my house, I'm not making this up, 99.1 says, and now we're going to listen to Revelation Song. Yes, yes. I'm not kidding. I was like, sometimes you got to enjoy God's sense of humor, you know? It's good stuff. So John defines himself as a prophet. But to say that this was just an altered state of consciousness, as I talked about, is to basically dismiss the Old Testament things that John is referencing and the traditions that John's day would have been building on. Because those are all in there too. I mean, that's the beauty of Revelation